This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration is designed to prepare students to lead in the social sector by combining classroom learning with field education and five focused pathways. The final deadline for the program is April 1st. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The Plainfield landlord accused of attacking his Palestinian tenant and killing her six-year-old son has been found guilty today on all counts. The Sun-Times reports a Will County jury has returned the guilty verdicts against Joseph Chuba after just less than 2 hours of deliberations. Chuba is guilty of first-degree murder, first-degree attempted murder, aggravated battery, and committing a hate crime. Illinois State Representative Abdel Nasser Rashid is applauding the Will County jury today for convicting Joseph Chuba. Rashid says Wadea's murder was the result of decades of dehumanizing, one-sided media coverage of Palestinians. More than a dozen Democratic elected officials in Illinois are blasting Republicans in Congress for voting to cut Medicaid health insurance by billions of dollars. U.S. Representative Rajana Krishnamoorthy represents the Northwest suburbs in the House, and he read a letter today from a resident who has severe autism. The man asked to help save Medicaid.
He lives in our area. He's an avid pianist as well as swimmer, but Medicaid provides the funding for his daily therapy. So he can survive.
In Illinois, one in four people have Medicaid coverage. This is public health insurance for people who are low income or have disabilities. Governor Pritzker says the state could not afford to pay more for Medicaid if the federal government pays less. The feds and the state share the cost. Caitlin Clark is coming to the United Center. The Chicago Sky will take on Clark and the Indiana Fever at home twice in this upcoming WNBA season. Both games will be played at the 20,000-plus seat arena. The pair of games will be the first ever for the league in United Center history. And Wendell Phillips High School welcomed back some highly decorated a cappella choir alumni this week to celebrate Black History Month. And my colleague Araceli Gomez Aldana was there.
During its heyday, the Southside a cappella choir won 16 consecutive citywide competitions in the 1960s and 70s. They recorded albums and made radio and television appearances. For some of the alumni choir members, like Joyce Atkins-Darling, it's their first time performing in their high school in 50 years.
How did it feel performing?
Oh, it was great. It was great. And to be on the stage again after so many years, the butterflies came back. I know Mr. Duncan is looking from above and going, wow.
Andrew Duncan directed the a cappella choir for 16 years. He passed 2 years ago at the age of 90. Araceli Gomez Aldana, WBEZ News.
Weather today, sunny, blustery, very mild. We're at a high in the upper 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy and blustery, a few sprinkles, a low in the low 20s, and much colder this weekend, a high in the low 30s on Saturday, a high in the upper 30s on Sunday. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.